Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'd pay up to $2.99 to see Todd box a trout on OnlyFans. Unfortunately, that's from a dude, by the way.
So, well, whatever.
Hey, money's money.
Money.
$2.99, like $2.99?
Yeah.
$2.99.
If I had to guess, I'd say those 20 subscribers I had at one point, probably all dudes.
You totally let him down, man.
Yeah.
Don't say my name. A few years back, I sold some online content. Buddies found out, so when we were drinking for S's and giggles, they airplayed my content on the TV to give me some crap. I had to break it to one of my buddies, who was his twin sister, that was also in the video.
Ooh.
He was unaware due to the video being a close-up.
He was actually having sex with his twin sister.
Yeah.
And then videotaped it? Man.
And a close-up angle. And sold it.
Wow.
Sold it, apparently.
It's all fun and games until you realize it's your sister.
Yeah.
Or it's your dad at the gangbang.
Yeah. Third in line.
That guy's the most awkward boner of his life.
That's true, because the angles, he couldn't tell right away.
No.
Yeah, all right. Oh!
And he's like, not cool.
And it's even worse if he did recognize with it being very close up.
Yeah. But now that'd be sick, man. Yeah.
All right. Don't say my name. We found out our neighbors are on OnlyFans, Pornhub, pretty much every porn site, from some of our other neighbors. We watched and laughed our asses off because it wasn't what we thought it would be. He's a big, tough, muscle guy, and apparently he loves to have his wife, there's baseball bats, fist, foot. Yeah. And he wears high heels from time to time.
Also, that's not easy. Wow. That's not easy. Trust me.
Also, gets railed by other dudes and transsexuals.
Whoa. Yeah, that's not what you expected.
Yeah. We still can't believe it, but we find it hilarious. Apparently, they've made a ton of money. Posted videos. Good for them.
That's not boring.
Fit, like right next door? Yeah.
Fit, naughty couple. I don't know if that's their OnlyFans name or. You know, if you can look
there's
that up on Pornhub.
There's a bunch of naughty couples out there, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of.
Well, he squats on everything, apparently. But,
fit,
you know,
naughty couples.
Right. Right, you don't want to buy sporting goods from their garage sale.
Yeah.
Any number of people coming on board with me about the non-frosted Pop-Tarts?
I'm seeing nobody.
Any number
actually.
Of people being wrong.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody.
I'd try one. Yeah.
There was an email yesterday. And
Nick can do a podcast about one.
Another one that just came in.
We'll talk about that for 45 minutes.
Two of them, by the way.
I think I might have found their neighbors.
No.
Muscular guy? Did you just type in muscular guy in high heels? That's what
he
finished anyway,
I typed
right?
in the handle he said right there. And
couple, is it Omaha, couple, Omaha is Lincoln, a, Wichita? Where, man?
Does not say here.
All right.
Does not say here. But I am seeing things that do fit the description of what he just gave, yes.
What she look like? I don't care about the guy
she's
in high
hot.
Heels.
Yeah. All right.
Did they bring it up? That guy's listening right now. Did they bring it up with the neighbors? Say, we see videos. Yeah.
Whoa, hey, there's that's I didn't need to see that.
Something shows up. A little gay sex.
Yep. Yeah, that would be the right. Yeah, absolutely.
One day too late. Nick's dad could be checking that out right now.
Oh, we can send him the link.
Yeah. I love that their cover photo is just them in their wedding. She's in the dress, he's giving the hang loose symbol.
Are they walking down to Sirius from Alan Parsons?
Yeah.
Is it a Husker wedding? Come on.
It's gotta be. Hot new release.
Yeah. She bring, oh, man, okay. They make tons of money. That means there's a bunch of... bunch of like big muscular dudes out there that want to be banged? I'm saying it like I'm looking for.
Yeah, there was a hopeful tone in your voice right there.
We did.
Yeah, these people, even just the descriptions, they're getting after it.
Yep.
Sean says I actually prefer the unfrosted blueberry Pop-Tarts, and my girlfriend thinks I'm a psycho for driving in silence. Sean and I would get along fine.
What would you? No, you wouldn't get along. You'd exist in silence in the same space. Oh, I don't know if you count that as getting along.
Yeah, licking dry Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Right.
Are these dry Pop-Tarts better toasted or not?
Oh, no, you got to toast them to get the filling warm inside.
I've eaten a lot of cold Pop-Tarts out of vending machines. And
yeah, so have I.
Yeah,
there's a certain...
It doesn't bother me.
No, I don't mind, you know, as long as they're frosted as they should be. They're fine cold.
You don't even need to toast them. Just toss them in the microwave for about 10 seconds.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You don't sit in the car in silence now, do you? Only when you take 8-hour trips.
Yeah. Right.
No, I guess there was a stretch where I turned the radio off for a while, this last road trip. But all the way out, I listened to
you want to hear the voice in your head, man?
Yeah. Are you pondering things? Yeah.
There was NFL on, so on the way out, I listened to a lot of NFL. But yeah, otherwise, I ponder. Or just turn it off. Just turn the brain off.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering, Todd?
Yeah.
Probably not.
You're licking your dry Pop-Tarts heading out to Denver.
Yeah. You butter them?
Oh, no, I don't, but I've heard.
It's so freaking good.
It is really freaking good.
If you put butter on that, might moisten them up a little bit. I've heard they're so good. Obviously, Peter Griffin has told us that.
Oh, and you see the email from Jake here. Went to a high school here in town, Nick's High School.
I saw
graduated 09, and he knows at least two girls.
Oh, 09?
That were on OnlyFans or online, naked somewhere. Oh, he said OnlyFans, yeah.
Well, give us some names.
Link.
Come on.
There was another guy. No, another guy said he went to school at Nick's High School. What is up with Nick's High School? It's Millard South, by the way, for other people that don't know the town.
Something about it.
It's just a bunch of nut jobs and sex fiends come out of there, you know?
In the morning.
Not a spelling champ among them, Colonel.
I stand by that being a completely ridiculous spelling.
Oh, it's certainly on the list of any number of ridiculous spellings.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt dumb about it, but I don't feel bad.
Another guy graduated in the early 90s. He said he dated a girl at Millard South. He was in high school there, and she went into porn for a little bit. She was a fitness model originally.
Yeah, but that was back when
you had... Her professional name is Rebecca Ryan, and I couldn't find it, you know.
But that's when you actually had get into porn and hook up with a porn company and get hired.
Right,
nowadays,
right.
You can do it all yourself.
Yeah, yeah, as we can tell by the chancellor.
It's your neighbors
you
just
can be
sitting
totally
on baseball bats.
Self-published now.
And apparently make pretty decent cash at it.
Oh, no, how many people aren't making cash on there?
A lot.
A lot. Because didn't you push... Isn't it like a percentage when you were on OnlyFans?
Yeah,
you were making nothing, and you were like at the top what?
Like 40 or 50% of.
And you were making what? What'd you make?
I made like $100 a month for 2 months in a row.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a handful that make really good money. I'm sure most really don't.
But I think to really make good money, you have to constantly be putting out content, and really like it's got to become a job.
You know, it's got to be different than hey, here are my boobs again. You've got to. Offered something different.
All you do is peel off your socks. You just put M&M's on there, didn't you? Something. Yeah. Didn't you do that one time?
Yeah, I tried to start doing, you know, different things besides just here's my foot again. But that's kind of where I lost interest in the whole thing.
Did you ever do a video where you peeled your socks off with your big toe on the other side?
No. Yeah,
that'd be kind of hot.
I mean, I could do it for you if you want to, you know, Venmo me.
No, not going to do that again. I was disappointed. Right. My daughter's dog sitting was looking through the pantry and came across unfrosted Pop-Tarts and says, why do they sell these things? Why are these a thing? Yeah,
see?
Good point.
Right. See?
Is that from Katie that hates mayonnaise?
Katie that's afraid of mayonnaise.
Put mayonnaise on the Pop-Tarts there, Katie, see how they taste. Ooh, that sounds pretty gross.
I guarantee she didn't find any mayonnaise in the pantry.
Yeah, mayonnaise and fruit is not a good combination. Yeah.
Mayonnaise
all
and
Pop-Tarts are good toasted with butter. I'm guessing they are. The butter might help everything. Right?
Yeah, I'm not saying frosted Pop-Tarts suck. I'm just saying the unfrosted ones are superior.
No, you drive it silent, so you're insane.
And he eats fries without ketchup.
Right.
Like, what? Who hurt you, man? What is wrong?
In February,
and if they were superior, like, people are definitely not aware of that. I think the Pop-Tart shelf is dominated by the frosted ones.
Did you see
dominated?
Did you see the photo of at the Pop-Tart bowl? Like, there, I saw some on Twitter. It was floating around. Like, they had a mountain of boxes of Pop-Tarts just in the media room.
Really?
Like in the press box where all the media had assembled. So you could have just walked away with like a dozen boxes of Pop-Tarts.
They probably did the best job of putting themselves forward of any bowl sponsor.
Yes, oh, certainly. Certainly.
Oh, it went everywhere, especially because he sacrificed himself to the toaster at the end, and they ate him. They ate the mascot, man.
They leaned into the absurdity of it all.
I know.
And that's how they won.
They gave you a trophy with two Pop-Tarts in it.
That was cool.
But it wasn't
That was cool enough. And then when the Pop-Tart went nuts.
Don't try to act like it's like it's not ridiculous.
It is. I saw a tweet that had the Pop-Tart standing on top of like the big mascot celebration. It said, I hate capitalism, but also all hail Pop-Tart.
Exactly. They won bowl season.
All hail Pop-Tart. Who played in that game? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
They ate the Pop-Tart.
Who was it?
Who won?
K-State.
Oh, that's right.
K-State played the Pop-Tart part.
I don't know. I don't remember who they played, but they got to eat the Pop-Tart.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.